Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to Oracle's Read. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome you this evening, and we are featuring a special topic that will be pertaining to natural hairstyles, and we are going to be talking to a guest this evening. Her name is Sandra Mosley, and she is a regional leader of Prime America, and she's also a hair expert on natural hairstyles. And she'll be our in-house resident this evening talking about natural products and why it is most necessary for African Americans to apply natural products to their hair, and why the styles are coming back, such as the afros and the two twists, and the two-strand twist, and the three-strand twist. And why do we wear our hair in those safe, tucked-in hairstyles to preserve the elasticity in our hair? And we're going to be talking about what products are out there you can use. Now, Sandra has been wearing her hair natural for quite a while, and people tend to ask her what products does she use. And every time I see her, I notice that she is always groomed. Her hair is always glossy and shiny. And she is definitely one of the in-house residents that can speak on this topic. And I like to say also that natural hair has an elasticity in it called a nice ether. And that's what I'm going to be talking about, how African-Americans' hair is different from anybody else's hair because we have nice ether. Some other non-minority people have six ether. And with that loop and with that kink, it actually has the ability to carry a frequency. And you know how I feel about frequencies. Now, let me bring my guest in. I'm hoping she's in queue, waiting for her to get in here. If you're in the audience, please let me know so I can see you. I don't see my guests out there. Maybe she'll call in shortly. One of the things I want you to understand is that natural hair is very, very important to black women. We do a lot with our hair. We spend a lot of money on our hair. Now, it's high time that we also treat our hair and condition our hair and take better care of what is on our own mane by adding products that are natural, not caustic, products that don't burn or harm the scalp, and products that will actually give us the gloss and shine and condition we need. Restructuring the hair is sometimes very important, and I'll be talking to you a little bit about that. Now, I want to say this much. Blog Talk has been so gracious to give us this airtime. We want to thank Blog Talk and our listening audience and all of our followers. I know I've been on and off the show speaking about the topic of family resource centers, and we're going to get back to that topic, but we're going to take a little break because Sandra has an event coming up at her church, Trinity Church, located on 21st. I think it's, I'm going to let her give you the address because I don't want to give out the wrong address, but her pastor is Reverend John Jackson, and she'll be talking to you a little bit about the discussion that they are going to have. Now, I want you to understand that she's going to invite you out to be a part, if you're locally here in Gary, Indiana, to be a part of the discussion at her church. And one of the things I want you to know is that we have been really, really busy doing a lot of things this summer. I've been busy staying at the beach as well, trying to get as much sun as I can. I love the sunlight. I see that our guests have arrived, and Mrs. Sandra Mosley is in the audience. And Sandra, if you're in the audience, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sandra? We got a new board here, and it's doing a lot of crazy things. Can you hear me, Sandra? Sandra?
I can
Sandra,
hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me now? Sandra, I just saw you come in there. Sandra? Sandra? Can you hear me? Sandra, can you hear me? If you can, please say something. Sandra? Ladies and gentlemen, we have Sandra Mosley in our audience, and Sandra is here to talk about natural hair. As I told you, she is very gifted in working with natural hairstyles. Let's see if she can hear me now. Okay, Sandra, I think she got knocked out. We'll get her back in there again, and maybe, let's see here. She might be on there now. Sandra, can you hear me now? They got to stay sat down here where you can't do anything with it. All right, Blog Talk, you're going to have to help us out here because you got this thing locked down here. Sandra, can you hear me? Sandra? Oh, look like I'm out of here. Sandra? Sandra, can you hear me? Sandra, can you hear me? Sandra, can you hear me? Why is it that I heard you a few minutes ago. Can you hear me,
Sandra? I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, great. I got you in there. Thank goodness. Once again, we got a new dashboard, Sandra, and I am not familiar with this new dashboard on my tablet because it looks a whole lot different. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for joining us here at Oracle's Read, and we've been on the line and on the air now for over 6 years, Sandra. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on being is a self-help radio station that actually focuses in on reading and literacy for teachers as well as
okay.
on all the current events. So we
okay,
also
cool.
deal with mind, soul, body. So we're going to talk a little bit today about mind, soul, and body. And I'd like for you to come on and give us a little bit of information about yourself and about what
okay.
is it that you do that's so different that will allow you to speak on the topic of natural hair.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be in your space, so to speak, this evening. And a little bit about myself is I am a person of faith, married with two children, grandmother, a writer, business owner, and a lover of people. And so... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. And so probably about 4 years ago, I've been natural now for about 6 or 7 years, made the transition to natural, just did the big chop, and really just made the transition because my hair was in really bad shape. Just from years of doing everything. I think I've had interlocks, weaves, caps, perm, you name it, I tried it, I did it. And my hair was just tired. And so it became very thin, and I even went to the point where I had to use, it looks like a little chalk tube where you actually fill in the areas on your scalp that are thin, but with this black chalk, I'll say chalk, but that's not what it's called, you couldn't see that my hair was bald. So I even went to that extreme around my edges, especially around my edges. And the last thing that I did is I resorted to wearing wigs. And I decided that I would wear wigs to give myself time to let my hair grow out. And but I didn't do that because it was just challenging just to be comfortable in a wig in the summertime and it's 90 degrees outside and I had on this wig and I had enough hair to really begin to make the transition, but I was just scared. So one morning my son said to me, he said, Mom, he said, why are you wearing a wig? You have enough hair to wear your own hair. Why are you wearing this wig? And it was, you know, you just get comfortable with it and it was easy. And so I said, okay, we're just gonna go ahead and do this. And I actually went to a stylist who was absolutely wonderful and just did the big chop. And after she did it, it was cute, but to me, my head looked like it was four times the size that it was, and I just had this little bitty natural hair stuck on the top. So that was, I'll say, my first coming out, so to speak, with just natural hair. And then just over the years, have continued to work with, like most women, and struggle with the different hair products, just trying different things and not really not having mastered it. And so I got frustrated. I was like, Lord, what do I do with, you know, it's a major issue when you're out in front of people and you're out in the public, you're in a professional environment where your hair does not look the way that you want it to look. I was okay with being natural, but I could not get my anything consistent. And so I kept saying, somebody should do this. And honestly, God just said, well, why don't you? You know, why don't you? This is your assignment.
You, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Mosley, let me get up front and personal with you. As you know, African women have always weaved their hair, and they've always added additional hair on. And some women, I think, wear the extensions for the style. They might have mm-hmm. quite a bit of hair, but they don't know how to manage it, and it becomes cumbersome when they have the long hair. So they get the weave so they can get a style, so they say, but I bet you can't get most women to take those weaves off now because they're saying that they don't know who they are anymore because they've been wearing tons and tons of hair. And in my mm-hmm. family, we were one of them. We would put the extensions on because we thought that was the saddest thing to do. But mm-hmm. I do think it's very proper to care for the hair. Can you talk to us a little bit about the care of natural hair? How often should it be washed? And should you do the cold wash? And should you leave in a conditioner and reconstruction? And should you put any type of chemicals on your hair that will rearrange your bond? Can you speak on it this evening?
I can, yes, I can. And so that everybody knows, I am not a hairstylist. I am a practitioner. So this is speaking from when we are having our natural hair care workshop tomorrow. We will have professionals there. But I can tell you what I did do that worked. I stopped washing my hair in shampoo. And I began just using conditioner. Now, I do use specific natural products that I purchased from a young lady who makes her own hair care products, Amara, and I began to use those products. So I don't put any chemicals in my hair, and I could tell that the texture of my hair did change. I have really, really curly hair. And the interesting thing is that when I was younger, I remember people saying, oh, you have nappy hair. And so we all, you know, always thought, oh, my hair was bad because it was nappy. Now I still have the same hair, but now people say, oh, your hair is really curly. It's really wavy. And it's very healthy. So I wash my hair once every 2.5 weeks, and I condition my hair, and I use a leave-in conditioner. My hair is very, very, very dry, so I saturate it in the summertime with a daily conditioner. And I don't want to talk about specific products because one of the things that I have found is that people will think that that product that you talk about is going to work the same way for them as it does for you. And it does not. It does not. I can tell you I have a drawer full of memory products, products that I've tried, that I combined. And so what I use on my hand, yes, you know, we could have a barn fire probably and bring all those things out. So I mostly use coconut oil on my hair, but I do have a conditioner that I use. I've used avocado and mayonnaise on my hair as well. And I also sleep with a satin cap, which I did not, I used to not do that at all. I would just go to bed. But I could tell the difference in terms of my hair, the friction, you know, rubbing against the pillow. So our hair is very strong, but it's at the same time, it's delicate and it needs
fragile.
To be taken care of.
Very fragile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me interrupt here so I can give out that phone number. So in case someone wants to call in, our call number here is 646-478-0270. You can call in if you have questions for Mrs. Mosley, if you'd like to speak directly to her. She also gave out the date for her conference for tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, and that's at Trinity Church under the auspices of Reverend John Jackson. And I'm not going to give you the address for that event because we certainly want to get your participation to come out. Can you give them the address for me, Ms. Mosley?
Absolutely. It's Trinity United Church of Christ, 1276 West 20th Avenue, Gary, Indiana. And our church phone number is 219-944-0500.
Now, is there a cost for that or love offering for that event, or is it a free event?
This is a free event open to the community. There is no – I always say the only cost is a smile.
Okay. Now, let me –
Hello? Did we – I lost her. Hello? Okay, we're having some difficulty here. Hello? I hear nothing now. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm going to call right back in. Hello? We are having a time here. I can't hear you. I'm going to try a different phone. Hello?
Ms. Mosley, are you still with us?
Yes.
Ms. Mosley? Okay. I think we both got kicked off. Okay. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry about the little technical difficulty. I was asking Mrs. Mosley about the stimulants for stimulating the scalp. As well as we put things topically on the hair, what about the treatments that we give our scalps, like deep penetrating steam treatments, treatments that might also help to put humidity in our hair? How do you feel about those things, Ms. Mosley? Are we not buying these products now? We're not doing any deep penetrating steam caps anymore? Well, how do you feel about that?
We still are doing them. deep hide oil treatments, and they improve the health of your hair. I mean, you want to, whatever you try, and I guess this is how I approach going to natural hair. Whatever I tried, I actually did it more than once. So giving yourself a hot oil treatment, at least my experience has been, is that I could tell a little bit of difference each time I did it, and I would do that once a month. And the key thing for me was I loved wearing hats in the wintertime. So if you're going to give yourself a hot oil treatment or you're going to moisturize your hair, you can actually do that, put a cap on, put a head wrap on your hair, and go take care of some stuff and then come back and take it out. So taking care of our
hair. Let's talk a little bit about treatment of hair that might be shedding, or hair that has had over processing and it begins to break, and the follicles are very weak. I know that I learned from a lesson that you have to do something to stop that hair immediately from breaking or you'll lose it. And especially with the style glocculate, if you wear the curl and you style and you decide to blow dry your hair and you blow it out straight thinking that you're going to have a straight style, but you don't realize how weak it is, because style has to have moisture. And if you don't put that moisture back in the hair, it will break off from the root. I have seen some beauticians go in with an emergency treatment and using products like Afrogy to immediately freeze the hair, to harden the hair with proteins, and then come back with placenta and put on top of the hair to stop the immediate breakage of the hair. Now, do you have any solutions or any remedies that you've used for, you know, your hair? Not just necessarily, we want to offer this claim, but we're not offering anyone any suggestion of what they could do. We're talking about what we've done here. So I want to offer that disclaimer, first of all.
Right, so that's right.
What are some of the things you have done when you wanted to do an emergency treatment on your hair of strengthening it?
I actually, when we treat our hair, our hair is also based upon how we take care of our body. So one of the things that I incorporate is I do take a daily vitamin. But what I actually did with my hair, because when I went natural, I felt like, well, I don't need to get my ends trimmed. I don't need to do anything to it, but which was wrong. You still need to make sure that your ends are trimmed. Mine weren't, and so what kept happening was my hair was growing uneven, and it was growing really, really slow. And one of our speakers that's going to be at the workshop tomorrow, we were talking about it, and she's been a salon owner, cosmetologist for over 30 years, and she's going to be talking about different ways that we lose our hair, and also talking about tips for transition. But she just shared with me the importance of making sure that you are getting your hair trimmed. And I thought, well, if I trim my hair, it's going to be short. But we trim our hair so that it can continue to grow out evenly, and we, you know, get rid of the bad part of our hair. Now, whatever you do, don't do. I have some really bad habits, I will tell you. I didn't really. I would just sit there and kind of, you know, if it felt like something was uneven, I always had like a little pair of scissors, and I would just snip it, not necessarily paying attention to how I was cutting it. So sometimes my hair would come out uneven, or I would miss spots. It really is worth having someone professionally get you started on a transition journey. And I can tell you that in doing that, that was very helpful in making sure that my hair was being properly cared for. I am a person.
Go ahead, Sandra. Go ahead.
I am what you call a lazy stylist. If someone can show me a style that I can duplicate, I will do that over and over again. However, I am pretty much a two-strand twist person and untwist it and go.
Sandra, do you believe there used to be an old saying that there is something called a healing hand or a growing hand where some women have the ability to grow your hair and to treat it and condition it, and we tend to stay with those beauticians longer because they actually do give us a method for treating not only our hair but our diet as well. I remember some beauticians talking about brewer's yeast and how you can add that to your diet because it was a complete protein with all the B vitamins, and the B vitamins are very, very important in the complex position, not isolated. And I found that even taking the B vitamins were very, very good in strengthening the nails and the hair. And silica mm-hmm. was heavily in B12 or B complex. And now they're really showing that beauticians can talk about diet because they're pharmacologists.
Right.
They learn about pharmacy. So they also talk
right.
about our diet. What is it missing in our diet? If we try to become vegans and we leave out all forms of grain protein, then we still are just as complete. I mean, we're just as depleted as if we were not eating meat at all, but now we're not eating the right form of combination of protein. So talk on that a little bit. How is your diet, and what do you recommend that you eat on a daily basis, not just popping vitamin pills all day, but what are we eating that should
right.
help our hair?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you mentioned the vitamin B's, but there's specific there's food that's good for us all together, and we talk about salmon. Salmon has B12 in it, and salmon also is high in protein. We talk about our green vegetables, beans, nuts. Where we make a mistake in our diet, just in general, is drinking, you know, 6 cups of coffee a day, and the most important thing is drinking water. We have to drink water.
Absolutely.
And just some small changes in your diet will have a tremendous impact on your hair. Again, you will not see it overnight, but maybe in a month, if you take care of what you put in your body, you'll see it in your skin, you'll see it in your hair. And so those are the kind of things that, you know, that we have to do. We spend time fixing, working on the outside of our hair, on the outside of the scalp where the hair has already grown, but we have to feed our bodies. So I eat a lot.
Let's switch over and put on the devil's advocate hat. At one time, there was no such thing called a license to weave or license to braid. Now most braiders have to have something called a weaving license, a license that they go through and take a test for. I grew up with 11 girls in my family. We all did each other's hair, and I really enjoyed the braiding. However, I didn't go to cosmetology school, but two of my sisters did. But I was a much better braider than them, and I knew the products to put on for conditioning. So what do you think about women coming together to treat their hair and to begin to put products in their hair and come away from going right to the salons, but going to the mothers and their aunties and getting these deep penetrating conditioners? Because I found that people who love you and who really have your best interest, they have a tendency to care for the scalp. They have a tendency to scratch the head, to loosen the dandruff, so to speak, and that actually addresses the problem that might be going on in our mental state. And there's a lot of women who have never had their hair scratched. There's a lot of women who have never had their hair braided or even conditioned to the point where you massage it. So I find that a lot of women, when their hair starts breaking, they get scared. They don't want anybody to see their hair. They're ashamed. So I think once they wrap that shame out, they can go to their best friends. They can allow their best friends to help give them a good wash and a good maybe a 5-hour conditioner to retreat that hair. And that's part of what's wrong is the hair hasn't been treated with conditioners.
I totally agree with you. As you were talking, it was making me think about how much I used to love as a little girl my mom. And I hadn't thought about this. My mom would massage my scalp and before she braided it, and I had three plaits. But it just felt so good. Now, whether there's something medicinal about it, I don't know, but it felt so good. And I felt good because I also knew that the person that was doing my hair was loved me. And I used to do my baby sister's hair. And even when I did my daughter's hair, I would massage her scalp, her temples, to do that. But I think women coming together, the benefit of us coming together there's many things that are positive about it. One, you get to see other women who are transitioning, who are maybe walking in the path that you walk. You get to share ideas. It's a way to support each other. But there certainly is a piece of this that is economically driven, where we can talk about those companies that are going to be there, or those businesses that are going to be there that are making products that are good for our hair. And for so
now,
long.
Let me ask you a question, Ms. Mosley. Now, that is another whole profession all in and of itself. And we're all master cooks in the kitchen. And from time to time, we've taken yogurt and we've taken various different mayonnaise and coconut oil, and we've made up portions with our egg whites and our egg yolks and put it on our hair, all in the name of using olive oil to recondition our hair. So we all a bit of a master planner when it comes to creating our own products. And that would be a force to be reckoned with if we all got in the kitchen and created different formulas and worked with them from week to week to see how well they work, because they're all edible. Everything that goes on your hair should be edible anyway. So that would be something that we could see happening, where we would find out all of this money. The average woman that wears a weave is spending over $200 a month to maintain that weave. I remember getting my hair braided, spending like $180 for the African braids, and it was a must. I had to have them. However, it was so tight, it was actually loosening it up my follicles in the front of my hair, and my hairline was moving back. So I thought that getting braids would be healthier, but I found out if you don't loosen those braids, it can be just as devastating.
Exactly. You can lose your hair. You know, in addition to not being able to move your head because it's so tight, and your hair, my hair has, and listening to you, my hair was braided so tight that my skin was squished up. So, which you know, it was all in, you know, it's all for the sake of beauty, right? All for the sake of beauty, and we needed that hairstyle. But it certainly is not good for your hair. You're pulling your hair right out of the bulb. And so, yes.
What do you think about hair color? A lot of people say, oh, well, I'm just putting in a temporary. Now, there is a difference between permanent and a temporary, all the way to color treating your hair with a rinse. And no one ever talks about Hannah, which actually puts a shine on the hair, and that actually can serve as a conditioner, too. I am really prone to Hannah because I can remember keeping hair on my head with Hannah and giving my hair this gloss and the shine at the same time. Now, I mean, I'm from the old school, and I like some of the older things that people used to do, the pressing comb, and they would go in and they would actually get their hair, the luster silk pressing comb, where they would put the luster silk on, spray it in there, get the hair dry, and then do a hard pressing of the hair. The hair would not sweat back or revert back, and it would stay for almost 2 weeks. But now you can't get anybody to go in and get a luster silk. They're like, oh, no, we get a perm. And then the perm is just about taking their hair out, but they won't trust the luster silk, which actually wears off the hair.
Hard press will make your hair stay straight, and it was like they knew how to do that. But what you mentioned as far as dyeing the hair, I've dyed my hair once. So I dyed it, but with my hair being natural, it just made my hair drier, so I didn't do it anymore. I know. I mean, it's beautiful. I look at it, and I see all these beautiful styles with the dye. But it just has not been. been something that I have done.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the event tomorrow. What can they expect in coming to the event tomorrow? Are they going to be broken up into groups? Will they be working with individual partners, or will they be in the audience doing question and answer? And is there any hands-on involvement that they can expect?
Well, tomorrow, what you can expect when you come in, we will have, we'll all be in a large group audience. So there'll be a couple of things going on. We will have a couple of vendors there tomorrow. And I thought that I had everybody's name, and they're going to kill me because I don't have it in front of me. But we will have several vendors tomorrow in the in one section of the building. And then we will have three beauticians that are going to demonstrate a hairstyle. So the they're going to bring their own models, and they'll come in, and we'll see what they look like, and then they'll go out and they'll redo their hair, and they'll come back in with a different style. That's going to be fun. We'll also have someone demonstrate a couple of.
What happens if you don't have a beautician and you're looking for a beautician? Can you sign up with somebody tomorrow, get on their list, and find a beautician tomorrow? Is it just one beautician that will be there, or several?
There will be several beauticians there tomorrow. I'm sure in the audience there will be more than those just doing a demonstration. But certainly, this is a time for you to talk to people. We'll do, if there are any beauticians in the house, raise your hand, and you can talk to them. There'll be a break in between where we'll have some refreshments, and that'll give you a chance to visit with vendors and then talk with the beauticians as well.
Now, is there anything that you need to say to the listening audience about, to go out and speak to someone, bring a friend with you, tell someone about it at your church, put it in an announcement tomorrow at your prayer breakfast or at your Bible study? Is there anything that you need to tell them this evening just in case they go in tomorrow morning? And
I will
just
tell you
time again and the location.
Okay. The time, I would just tell you to come tomorrow. We're saying come and bring somebody. Don't come alone. And let me say this, men are invited as well, because we have some women that actually go to barbers. So although the focus appears to be just on women, we had men that came last year, and this is our second year doing this workshop. So just go in and just come and expect to have a great time. You're going to get information. You'll see some demonstrations. You'll be able to talk with other women, and we will make sure that you are. When you leave Trinity, you will know that you have been in a special place, because we want you to feel special when you come.
And you will
now,
feel special, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you will.
You really will, because this is a special church. This is the extension of the church out of Chicago with Reverend Wright. This particular church, Reverend John Jackson is the ministering reverend there. So the people are very, very kind. I used to be a member there. So these are all my family. So go and support them and tell them that Omri told you to go. And all of my 100 listeners that listen on a daily basis, please go out if you're from the Gary area, if you're from the Maryville or from the Northern Indiana area, Chicago, go out and support this church, because they do a lot of things in the community, and this is a form that they're giving to help our women to save their hair, because your
Absolutely.
Hair is your crown and glory. And if you're trying to get a man, the hair is the crown and glory of the man, too. He is very interested in you having your own natural hair. I don't care how short it is, as long as you can treat it and take care of it and it looks nice with the style, then go out and get a short haircut. Go out and get the hair braided up and twisted and see what you can come up with. You'll be surprised. I wore my hair twisted all last winter, and I got all kinds of compliments, and I was like, okay, I got to get that hairstyle again now. How do I go back and get it? Because sometimes we get one hairstyle, can't go back to it twice, but nevertheless, we